Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはトップ10カウントダウンです。You're listening to Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a top 10 countdown on Japan Top
10. Hi everyone, I'm Connor.
And I'm Shauna.
And we have a special treat for you today. This is going to be the Japan Top 10 November 2024 Countdown, where we play the top 10 songs in Japan, with also a few treats. And yeah, I mean, I looked at the, you know, the list that we have, and I'm really excited. I think
it's a pretty solid list. We have a bunch. We have range, honestly. I feel like our...Countdown for the month has a lot of range, so I'm really excited to kind of get into it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's all sorts of genres on here. We have stuff from dramas, we have stuff from anime, we have, I don't want to spoil it too much.
we have some of the icons coming back, making their appearances as well. Yeah, no, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
A lot of these, I think most of these songs will not surprise you, or the artists.
I think we do have a lot of familiar faces on this list, and for good reason, obviously. But before we do kind of jump straight into our songs, we have a quick announcement. So we are currently looking for a new on-air host and audio editor to volunteer and join our podcast.So if you're interested, please take a look at our website at jtop10.jp/join for all the details on how to apply. Because if you love Japanese music culture as much as Connor and I do, this is a really great opportunity and you get to sit and talk about Japanese music, culture, and, you know, just enjoy all the good vibes we put out with every episode.
Yeah, we would love to have you. I mean, and until you guys start applying, I will be, in the meantime, filling in for all the hosting jobs. So, I mean, I guess if you guys like hearing me, then, then I guess it's fine.
We hope that Connor stays a recurring member of the on-air host committee.
Yes.
And, you know, keeps on just bringing good music to y'all.
Yeah, and I mean, speaking of music, I'll introduce our first song, which is at the number 10 spot, and that is Lucky Color by Amion, which has dropped 3 places.
Number 10.
結末を迎える確定した失恋だったよ初めから覚悟はあった3回願った大成功が叶うといいけどな で眠る子猫にそっと結末を伝える。うやっと泣いて励ましてくれたよ。真面目ではいられないな。3回殴った自分の心臓は未だ落ち着きがない。でも三半規管に取り付いてる自分のリズムで会いに行くよ。ラッキーソングを体中にまとってダメダメな私に言い聞かせてみるよ。息つきの合図で胸に手を当てて大きな声で叫ぶの恋してるよ私。今日のまつげに雨が降りませんように。
So again, that was Lucky Color by Amyeon. So Amyeon has stated that she has not yet decided on her musicality, what genre her music belongs to, or what kind of music she wants to do. Song production and arrangers expand the image based on lyrics written by Amyeon and the demo song played with guitar. And I definitely can attest to that. You know, I see like, if I were to prescribe a genre to this song particularly, I feel like it's like J-country, if that makes sense. J-folk, J-country kind of.
Oh, 100%, 100%. And I mean, I don't think Amyeon needs too much of an introduction. She is a beloved artist through and through. And Lucky Color just brings us that classic good old like Amyeon feel, right? So actually, Amyeon has announced that she'll be releasing the track Lucky Color from her fifth album, Jealousy of Cats, which is on sale on September 11th. And, you know, she'll be releasing this track on July 5th.
Yeah, so the album is actually already out. And so if you're curious about it, you can listen to it. Also, I just had some very spicy ramen, so please forgive me if you hear any coughs or just, I'm struggling a bit right now. But anyway.
Well, you know what I think you need? I think you need some Kalpis, which is like a fun little segue, because this song was written specifically for the Kalpis R commercial as the new like theme song. And, you know, it has already started airing on TV commercials.
Wait, can you tell us a bit more about Kalpis? I'm not familiar with it.
So Kalpis is a really fun, non-carbonated, like soft drink, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very, it does have its, you know, solid fan base. It's almost milky. It tastes like a milky soda, if that makes sense.
Oh, wait, I've had this before. I've had this before.
Kalpis. Okay, so we're familiar here, right? It's not like I'm assuming that like where,
yeah,
like this is not uncharted territory. It sounds a lot weirder than it is, honestly. I actually do enjoy like Kalpis once in a while.
Yeah,
but I think,
surprisingly,
like, milky carbonated drink being like the descriptor is not always the greatest sounding thing.
Yeah, I was also surprised. Like, I didn't know that. I mean, you said that it's not carbonated, right?
Like, it's not carbonated, but it's still a soda. I don't fully know what the vibe is. I've heard that it's not carbonated, but it's a soda. you know what? Let's just call it a milky soda and call it a day. I just like checked on Google and it says it's not carbonated, but it is. So I'm confused.
Interesting. That reminds me of there's this drink in the US, especially, I mean it's popular these here, and it's called Fresca, and it's technically a soda, but like not really. Like, I don't think it's a soda, but like I remember in like high school I had arguments with my friends because I like to drink it, and they were like, oh, like blah blah blah, it's a soda, and I was like, no it's not, because I think I was trying to convince myself that I was being healthy. It doesn't use sugar, it uses aspartame.
Oh, okay.
Which is like an artificial sweetener. So yeah, anyways, I think it's really cool that
quick segue, because I my confusion did lead me down a rabbit hole. But yes, yeah. So there's Kalpis, which is Kalpis, which is just like the non-carbonated, just milky drink. And then there's Kalpis soda, which is carbonated. So I don't necessarily know whether Kalpis R is the soda variety or not. But that is the... They do have a carbonated and non-carbonated version.
I wonder, is there an apple flavor?
I don't know whether I want to ask why you want to know this. But possibly. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think they're really coming out with, like, flavors for, like, the milk soda. But I'd imagine, like... What do you think that would taste like? I'm curious.
I'm not sure either. Speaking of apples...
But, you know, I think... I know, absolutely. Sorry, I realize that you just offered me the greatest segue possible. But that, like, my mind is working on double time right now. And I'm just like, what would green apple carpies taste like? But that being said, you know, you gotta stick to... Everything just kind of stays... in your heart and with you. And you know, I think a song that's gonna take us there is the next one on our list by Mrs. Green Apple, and it's their song Familier, and this has dropped 6 places on our charts.
Number 9. ファミリー
がただ愛と呼べんだろう風に運ばれるたびに一人を知るんだろうここまでがただ序章と呼べんだろう終わらせ方は僕次第泣けるエンドをどこからかまた呼ばれるわ僕と君感情は忘れないでしょう確かなメモリー心が帰れる場所愛しのファミリーへ
heard Familier by Mrs. Green Apple, and this song, you know, honestly such a fun song. This has to be, I think, one of my favorite songs on our list today. But that being said, on June 27th, Honda held a commercial launch event at which it was announced that Mrs. Green Apple had written a song specifically for the commercial for the new Honda Freed. And you just heard the song that, you know, ties it all together.
Yeah, it's really... So I just hosted an episode with Andy on Mrs. Green Apple for our Artist of the Month episode. And yeah, we also featured this one. I think it's really just, I think, you know, fitting that they also have a song on, like, you know, the top 10 charts right now. And this one's also one of my favorites from them. Probably not my favorite, but definitely is one of the, you know, better ones in my opinion.
Up there.
Yeah. And on August 8th, actually, it was announced that the song Familiar would be released as their 13th digital single. And it'd be released on August 9th, the day after. The video of the members playing guitar and bass for the song was released the very next day. And yeah, I watched the video and they all have some pretty crazy hair dyes, which is really cool.
Speaking of the video, I'm sorry, quick segue because... Oh, sorry, quick cut, interjection, if you will. Because I am a fan of music videos for every song. This is such a fun video to watch. Yeah. I think I had a smile on my face the entire video.
That makes me so happy.
It's one of those songs. This is just one of those songs that brings about like a really warm and fuzzy feeling. And this is, you know what this song is? This is the song that you use as the backing track for those video montages of like your memories.
Oh,
I don't know if this makes sense. For like, if this is making sense, but if you're having a flashback, it's a flashback song. That's what
it's a flashback
is.
Song. It definitely is a flashback song.
Yeah. That like in my mind, like you know, it just brings about this warm, fuzzy feeling, and you're enjoying really great memories, and the song is just playing in the back of your mind, right? Which stands for good reason because this song also marked the end of the 5-month long series of consecutive releases for the band that began with the release of Lilac. So if you've been following the band during their release season, their release period, we have come to a close with all the good memories that, you know, the Green Apple Familier brought us.
Yeah, I guess that explains why, like, I kept on seeing, like, you know, oh, music video by Miss Green Apple or new song or, and like, I was like, wow, like, why are they showing up so much? Like, I feel like I haven't heard about them in a while. And, like, I mean, their songs were either, you know, I think for me personally, like, hit or miss. Like, if you guys are curious about my takes on Mrs. Green Apple, you can listen to that episode I was talking about that I had with Andy.
Solid plug there.
Yeah.
You know, solid plug. Connor plugging in his own content. Be like, guys, I think you should go give it a listen.
But it's the same podcast.
No, but it is a very fun episode. It is a very fun episode and I fully recommend going and listening to it. If you're a fan of Mrs. Green Apple and this song, you know, has caught your interest, I would highly suggest, you know, taking someone else's word for it, not just Connor's. It's a very fun episode and you do learn so much. And, you know, this is just such a great band. I think this was one of the first like amongst the first kind of Japanese bands I really started listening to. So special place in my heart for Mrs. Green Apple.
Yeah, I've been aware of them, I think, since the very beginning. And I mean, yeah, the only I guess little teaser I'll say that we talked a lot about in the other episode was that like I really appreciate their older sound, and like which was a little bit more rock, I think rock influenced. And so like I definitely like them a lot. I feel like they're a completely different band now, which is like, you know, not a bad or a good thing. It is what it is.
I mean, the sound definitely evolved and took on the more pop kind of feel of today. You know, I guess pop would be the right word to use here.
Yeah.
Slightly more, I don't think upbeat is also the right word to use. I don't know how to explain it, but I do see their music evolving with the times as well, right? Because they were really like rock heavy when rock was really big, and then as the sounds kind of mellowed out, so did their music.
Yeah, that's for sure. Like, I think bands have to change, like these big bands in Japan, like they have to kind of change the genre a bit, because like J-rock is a very big genre there, and like very, like, I don't want to say overplayed, but it can get pretty repetitive.
Yeah, I mean, you're really fighting to stay on top. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, up next we have another song that has a very interesting music video. And so we'll play Feeling Good or Feeling God by Fuji Kaze, which has dropped 7 spots.
Number 8.
Yeah.
So again, you just listen to Feeling Good and or Feeling God, because there's the second O in good has a parentheses around it, by Fujikaze. So Fujikaze began playing piano and learning English at around 3 years old. With encouragement from his dad, he began uploading videos of his piano, electone, and saxophone performances to YouTube at age 12. And as of last time I checked over the summer, he still has like a lot of like his older stuff on the channel posted. Like he did lots of like kind of cover songs on there, and then like he's always been a goofy guy. So check out his YouTube for sure. He's definitely, you know, there's some really interesting content on there. It's not all just new.
Absolutely. And if you're an old listener, if you're a recurring joinee, please bear with me while I fangirl over Fujikaze for the nth time on this podcast. My God, I am a Fujikaze fangirl through and through. This man and his music has my heart, absolutely. So I'm extremely biased. I will put this full disclaimer out. I am extremely biased when it comes to Fujikaze. You will never hear me say a single bad word about this man, because such good music. Honestly, such good music and just such a good feel. I'm so biased here. Like, I'm aware that I have zero shame when it comes to Fujikaze. I am such a huge fan. I will wax poetic about everything, any song this man puts out, because I have really enjoyed all his music all the way back from like Station Sick and like older songs as well. So
Station Sick was, you know, really good. Really, I will say that was good.
It was, yeah. No.
That was one of the songs that got me into Japanese music.
See, Fujikaze just never misses. I'm not the best person to be giving you objective advice or objective comments about Fujikaze. But, you know, even back then with his like first debut in 2019 with the single Nan Nan, he's just put out really good music. And yes, as Connor said, you can go listen to a lot of his covers, which are still up on his YouTube channel. And again, like Connor mentioned in the beginning, this music video is also just so much fun. We'll get into that a bit later, because I do have comments. I always have comments about Fujikaze. Thank you for letting me kind of go off for like a couple of minutes about this beautiful man and his beautiful music, which I'm realizing now is mildly concerning, like the way I could talk about it for a couple of hours. But yes, no.
Yeah, at this
Fujikaze,
point,
very good.
At this point, no, I believe it. I think if I wasn't here, this would just be an episode about Fujikaze. And if you were the director of this podcast,
we would not have reached the rest of the songs. You know, this is it. This is it. This is the entire episode. Just me talking about Fujikaze. You know, we stop at like song number 3. Sorry, guys. Episode over.
And I can imagine.
Ran out of time.
I can imagine like two situations too. Like where if Shauna was the manager of this podcast, either every single Artist of the Month episode would be Fujikaze, or you would just have a sub podcast that only deals with Fujikaze, and like you just, it's like it's just basically a fan podcast.
Connor giving me ideas.
Oh no.
Any of the J-Top 10 management who's listening, please be aware I will be actively pitching a Fujikaze sub podcast very, very soon. And for listeners, please stay tuned. If you don't see the podcast out, know that I have failed my one mission in life.
But like I will say, like I think I'm also a bit, you know, biased, but a bit in the other direction. I feel like as I've listened to his music more, I've kind of been a bit put off of Fujikaze. Like, I don't. Yeah, I know it probably breaks your heart. And like, there's no hate. I definitely see like his like artistry and his musicianship. Like, I think he's a really good musician. I think it's just not, the sound's just not for me. Yeah, it's, I don't have to explain it, but There's goods and there's bads, I
think. I will need to actively choose if Connor is going to continue staying a friend after this. Really need to like sit and like evaluate a lot now. Wow. Oh my God. I just spent like 20 minutes talking about my like love for Fujikaze only for Connor to turn around and stab me in my back.
Well, actually, Shana, you can stab me in my back because I'll be going to India this winter. I don't know if you heard on the last podcast episode, but yeah, I'm going there this winter.
Just be aware, if we have lost a member of our team, it was in no way related to Fujikaze-based accidents. To be noted.
Something will happen in India.
For all our listeners.
I'm scared now. Maybe I should cancel my flight. I should cancel my flight.
I think you better start listening to more Fujikaze before you kind of make your way there. But that being said, getting back to the song.
Yes.
Because... you know what? This is good because you have two opinions, right? One is objectively right, and one is an opinion.
Wow! No, back to the song. Back to the song, please.
Yeah. Okay. We will plot the murder later for sure. But I mean, we have to feel. This song's about feeling good, right?
Yeah.
So, all the bad vibes aside. Here,
yeah. Deep breath.
This song. Oh, good thoughts. This song is definitely one that I found very fun. Connor, opinions?
Yeah, it was fun for sure. Like, definitely, like, the way that I think of it is it's like Willy Wonka-esque. Like, that's like with the music video,
yes,
too.
Exactly.
He looks like Willy Wonka, but if Willy Wonka was played by Fujikaze, like that's all I can say. So just, yeah, like I feel like this song is only as best consumed.
Can I give you another like, sorry, no, go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying that the song is best consumed, I think, with the music video.
Absolutely, 100%. Another really great analogy for what the music video feels like to me is if you've watched Inside Out, the movie. And you know, they're walking through the memories and you have all these really colorful orbs. And there's this spoiler for anyone who hasn't watched Inside Out, I'm sorry, but if this doesn't convince you to watch the movie, I don't know what will. There's this cute little multicolored stuffed elephant that's, you know, guiding all of these emotions through this entire channel of colorful memories. And Fujikaze looks like the elephant Bing Bong.
Yep. Actually, you're so right. You're so, so very right.
It felt like a scene out of Inside Out to me. So please watch both the music video and Inside Out for further understanding of my explanation of this. I'm sorry for making you do extra work, but it's worth it. Trust me.
I'm realizing, someone
who does not like Fujikaze, but like said that the video is worth it. So
I'm realizing now that if I don't do something to intervene, then Shirana will be talking about this one song for the next 30 minutes. So
yeah.
We'll quickly just say two more little points about the song and go to the next one, if that's okay with Shana. But anyways, Feeling Good is Fujikaze's 13th digital single and was released on July 26th. And it is also used for a commercial. But this one is for a new detergent scent by Laundrin, which Fujikaze himself narrates. So if you want to hear what that might be like, check out the commercial, probably on YouTube.
And when Fujikaze was asked what he liked the most about the song's lyrics, he specifically mentioned the line, "My heart is at a loss for words and all I can feel is love." And that is so real because all I can feel is love for Fujikaze. But you know what this is? It's time to take a good new look at some new music, right?
Yes.
And that is where I bring to you the next song on our list, which is a new addition. And this is New Look by Misamo.
Number 7.
びのウォーキングンポーズ公園はパリコレ Girls の気分はまるでスーパーモデル We're so hot, we're so fly We're so hot, we're so fly つまずいて転んで LOL なんで振られたのかわからないの Why, oh, why このままで終われない生まれ変わりたい Give up アイスクリームチョコレート Oh no その場の中のトゥイギーのミニスカート真似して短い髪をゾンボイって言われてるけどだけど I wanna get a new look このキャラに似合ったファッション気になるカバーガール Your owner Yeah How do I look baby baby tell me コーナーにできた噂のサロン予約は2ヶ月待ち Oh oh Girls の興味はいつも流行の中 What's inMMK ショーウィンドウにはまた新しいシューズ Excuse me マイサイズを試したいシネマの中のジーギーのミニスカート真似して短い髪はトンボイって言われてるけどだけど I wanna get a new look このキャラに似合ったファッション気になるカバーガールトゥイギーのミニスカート真似して短い髪はトンボイって言われてるけどだけど I wanna get a new look, a new look このキャラに似合ったファッション気になるカバーガール You know not yet How do I look? Baby baby tell me その場の中のトゥイギーのミニスカート真似して短い髪はトンボイって言われてるけどだけど I wanna get a new look
And you just heard New Look by Misamo. And Misamo is actually really, really interesting because they're the first subunit of the South Korean girl group TWICE formed by JYP Entertainment. So if there are any K-pop fans out there, any TWICE fans, a lot of the members will be, like, won't be a new kind of addition to your life. I should have like worded that better, but that's where we're at. That's what I'm going with.
No, yeah, like I really like this song. And it definitely has a lot of K-pop elements. Like that was the first thing I noticed. I was like, are we sure this is like a Japanese like song? But it definitely makes sense that there's, you know, this kind of this fusion between, you know, K-pop and J-pop. And yeah, definitely Misamo, like they've been on my radar for also, I think since, you know, for a very long time.I like them a lot. More about the group. They consist of TWICE's Japanese members Momo, Sana, and Mina. And they debuted in 2023 with the extended play Masterpiece. Yeah, that's right. So yeah, since the beginning, I guess, I've known about them. They're good. They're really good.
Very fun. I mean, Mina, Sana, and Momo, Misamo, you know,are in fact set to release their second song Hot Koto, depending on when you're listening to this. This is either like November 6th, which is really soon, so today actually, which is you know, a fun you know, I guess drop for the day. But you know, they've also embarked on a Japanese dome tour in support of their song starting November 2nd, right? So if you're a fan of TWICE and Momo, Sana, and Mina are your go-to girls, then you kind of want to look out for their tour if you also happen to be in Japan. So the sub-lead track, New Look, is a cover of Nami Amuro's New Look from 2008, which is why the song might be familiar to some of you. It was released on October 9th with an accompanying music video, which is also so fun to watch. Honestly, I really like New Look as a song as a whole. For reference, it just talks about... it's a very, you know, feminine... Not feminine, but stereotypically feminine song about, like, you know, dressing up, matching trends, and, like, just about style as a whole, which I think is... It's very much the Get Ready With Me song of the summer.
So, I agree.
Very fun to listen to.
Yeah, I agree. Before we go on to the next song, quick announcement. If you want to advertise on our podcast, you are more than welcome to. You'll be marketing your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. You'll reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. You can find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. So next song, I'm very excited to announce this. We have To New Lovers by Back Number, and this has stayed the same at the number 6 spot.
Number 6.
でも守られてきた元は知ってる自分じゃできやしないけど君には優しくあれと願い祈る まま君が色を塗れるように指先で雲をなぞって僕にはもう見えないもの
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You earned a degree in the behavioral health field because you wanted to make a difference. And you're needed now more than ever. Through the new Great Minds Fellowship Program, recent Ohio graduates may be able to receive as much as $20,000 in student loan support when working full-time at a community behavioral health center. Apply before November 15th. To learn more about program eligibility, visit highered.ohio.gov. That's highered.ohio.gov.
Again, that was To New Lovers by Back Number. And already the title just has me feeling very sentimental. And I think once you listen to the song, you'll also feel that sentimentality. So Back Number also is not new to this podcast. And especially on the podcast that I've scripted, definitely they're no new group. Nonetheless, I'll tell you a bit about them. They are a Japanese rock power trio formed in 2004, and they consist of the members Iori Shimizu on lead vocals and guitar, Kazuya Kojima, who's the bass guitarist and backing vocals, as well as Hisashi Kurihara, who is the drummer. I love Back Number so much. They are amazing. The title To New Lovers reminds me of Shauna, are you familiar with the band Lamp? The Japanese band Lamp?
Yes.
Don't they have a song called like To New Lovers or something like that, right?
I think it's something similar. I don't very think similar. It's To New Lovers.
I feel like
I could not tell you like for sure though, but It does sound familiar. I get what you're saying. I think I know what song you're talking about.
I'm checking right now.
I just need to verify this. So while Connor is cross-verifying information,
they have an album. They have an album called For Lovers, and the opening,
Lovers,
the first
yes.
song on there is called For Lovers. That was a really good album. And they're such a good. Okay, anyways, yes. So that's why it reminds me of. Lamp is also a very sentimental group. They're very great. Anyways, you were saying.
No, absolutely. I'm. You know what? Part of me wants to hurt Connor the way he hurt me with Fujikaze.
No.
I can't deny that Back Number is a really great band. Mm. I really love their rock sound. So as much as I'd like to sit here and be like, actually, you know, they're kind of okay. It'd be hard to say that because they do come in with a really solid rock sound, right? Which stands to the group's popularity. And in 2018, Back Number successfully held a dome tour titled Stay With You, which included a two-night concert in the Tokyo Dome. So all tickets for 5 concerts were sold out within 2 hours, mobilizing over 45,000 guests per concert. So needless to say, Connor and I do stand with those 45,000 people because I wish I was there, but Back Number really is like has a solid fan base, right? I'm undeniably good music and in undeniably, I mean, the numbers speak for themselves at this point.
Yeah, and I mean, like, even though they, you know, they're only on the top number 6 position for this episode, like, I think personally, out of the top 10 that we're listing today, I think that this one's probably my favorite, actually. And it makes sense that it's not number 1, because I feel like the top kind of 5 spots are, like, more, songs are, like, traditionally popular in Japan. But definitely, like, I really do love Back Number, and some of their other songs are, like, you know, classics that I will forever love. The song goes way back. Or the band goes way back. In 2004, the band was formed by Iori Shimizu in Gunma Prefecture. And the band was named Back Number because a girl who had dated Shimizu in high school dated another band man. That's some tea right there, if you ask me.
I mean, we're really entering the world of the drama of the Japanese bands. But you know, again, I feel like I go back to very similar trains of thought every single time I'm hosting an episode. So again, for people who are not new to this podcast, I'm sorry if you're hearing this again and again every single time I host. I love the way Japanese bands name themselves. It is, there's so much lore there, always. It's a story, and you know, it's, there's, they go back, they're friends from high school who drifted apart and then reunited. It's an entire movie. Like, there's always so much lore with Japanese band names and, you know, band members. I love it because I'm always here for a good story. So, you know, Back Number, you have not failed me on that front either.
Certainly not.
Before we move on to more good music, we have another quick announcement. So this is a call out, a shout out to all our indie Japanese music artists. If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, if you want Connor and I to very diplomatically argue about whether we love you or not, please get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at NOLA, which is NOLA, at jtop10.jp, along with the song you'd like us to feature on the podcast. And, you know, who knows, maybe I will be fangirling about you in our next episode.
Don't worry, it won't be love or hate, we would just love, don't worry.
Yes, we're always open to good music.
Yeah, it's our job.
All music, Japanese music is, I mean, it's why we're here, right? Just enjoying good music. And if we're talking about good music, we cannot miss out or leave out another really iconic band, which is Bizu with their song Illumination. And this is a new addition to our charts.
Number 5.
しょんぼりも丸めて噛み締めて飲み込んでずっと諦めないでいられたらクライマックスは続く
And you just heard Illumination by Bizu, who is a Japanese rock duo consisting of guitarist, composer, and producer Takahiro Matsumoto, or Tak, and vocalist and lyricist Koshi Inaba, known for their energetic hard rock tracks and pop rock ballads.
Yeah, they definitely have a very distinctive sound. After hearing this song, you probably be like, oh, that's who they are. I've heard them before. Because I don't listen to Bizu all the time, but like, I just hear one song and I'm like, oh, right, they're cool. They're really cool. I think they're cool because they've been influenced by some really cool people and sounds. So it's considered that Matsumoto's guitar style has been influenced by the... notification. It was for my class, because I'm missing my class to host this podcast. So you're welcome very much.
We are all honored. We're extremely grateful.
Yes, it's very important. Bizu,
let them know. Yes, of course.
No, I emailed my professor. I was like, I will be late to class today because I'm hosting a podcast. the guitar style. Yes, Matsumoto's guitar style has been influenced by the hard rock sound of Led Zeppelin and Deep Purple, while Inaba, who was interested in rock music since elementary school, listened to Queen, Loudness, Aerosmith, and others.
And, I mean, like Connor said, an extremely distinctive sound there, where, you know, if you hear their music, you see where they've drawn inspiration from. And this song has really solid, guitar here. Takahiro Matsumoto did not come to play around and really stays true to, I think, his inspiration. You definitely feel the Led Zeppelin vibe there. And this song in particular, Illumination, has been chosen as the theme song for the NHK drama series Omusubi, which is a drama about Yoneda Yui, who is born in the first year of the Heisei era, and you know, she connects people's hearts to the future as a nutritionist. So if you're a J-drama person, if that is your vibe, keep an ear out for Illumination if you're gonna go watch Omusubi, which I most definitely will, because my interest was immediately piqued. I love a good, you know, J-drama, and I'm looking for something to binge. So, you know, we can all binge watch this drama and listen to Illumination together.
Yeah, I feel like this there's quite a bit of dramas, like both K-dramas and J-dramas have come out, or anime too. They are about like nutritionists or cooks, or, you know, something, you know, between those like lines. Personally, I've been watching a lot of K-dramas lately. I absolutely love K-dramas. I think my favorite dramas are still some J-dramas, but I really like K-dramas. Have been keeping me busy this fall.
We have
I really like this band
fan
a lot.
Here, I see.
Yes.
No, very fun. Honestly, I think all dramas, J-dramas and K-dramas, are very fun, very bingeable. Highly recommend if you haven't fallen down that rabbit hole yet. We're fully pulling you to the dark side. Please go ahead and watch them. Very, really fun watches.
Yeah, definitely. And I think without further ado, we will go on to the number 4 song on the charts, which is Garakuta or Junk by Kenshi Yonezu. And this has dropped 2 spots.
Number 4. We'll be right back.
Again, that was Galacta, or Junk, by Kenshi Yonezu. So Galacta is another song from Lost Corner, which is an album, and it is used as the theme song for the movie The Last Mile.
So The Last Mile has a lot of really interesting lore, so I never actually watched the movie, but turns out it falls in the same universe as Unnatural and MIU 404. So if you know you are fans of those TV series, then it is the same universe, so you can, you know, explore more there. But Galacta was actually the second song that Kenshi submitted to be used for the movie, and the song was influenced by his own experiences and the phrase "It doesn't matter if it's broken," which is part of a recorded speech that plays on garbage trucks.
Huh. That's actually a really, but like by itself, it's a very beautiful phrase. Like, it doesn't matter if it's broken. I like that. I like that a lot.
It is. It's a very, it invokes a lot of emotion.
Yeah, and the phrase has had a strong meaning on him since he was a child. As he felt it was sad to say that something was broken and that it was better if it was whole. He believed that the phrase had similar nature to something fundamental about him, and he continued to make songs with the theme of "it doesn't matter if it's broken" in mind. Though he didn't have a clear idea of where he wanted the album to go, since he had that theme in mind, when he listened back to it, he felt as though it unintentionally had a common direction. And I definitely can attest to that too. I also kind of get sad when that people, you know, we assign like the label of broken or, you know, unbroken to something, and it kind of like, when in reality, like if you're looking at things objectively, there really is no such thing as broken or unbroken. Things just are there, and they either have this function or they don't have this function, and you know, so on.
It's one of those, going back to a very scientific idea of it, matter can neither be created nor destroyed. Because everything just exists, right? And I fully agree with that, and I think the sentiment's really beautiful, because I think when the connotation of the word broken or the implication there is, it becomes useless after some time, which I fully disagree with, right? So I think the vibe of the song definitely stands true to that as well, because there's no such thing, it doesn't matter if it's broken, because it is still useful, it still has value, and it's a very beautiful, you know, sentiment to go through. And I, if you listen to the other songs on the Lost Corner album, actually, you do kind of get the general direction in which he's going with this.
Yeah, it's very, in general, it's a very, very dramatic kind of song, and yeah, it's a really cool music video too.
Oh, it
is. I mean,
is.
Like, I feel like Japanese music videos are never not cool. Like, it's very hard to find just a boring music video.
Absolutely. I mean, they don't play around with their music videos for sure, right? Like, good music and a good music video just seems to be some of the common themes with Japanese music. But I'm really excited to kind of talk about the next band, because this band is in fact the very first band I listened to, and you know, their popularity undiminished. Official Hige Dandism coming in with their song Same Blue at number 3, and the song is a new addition to our chart.
Number 3.
And you just heard Same Blue by Official Higedandism, which is commonly abbreviated to Higedan. And they're a four-member pop rock band formed in Shimane, Japan in 2012. But I doubt they need too much of an introduction because I do believe their popularity has stood the test of time. And, you know, I think a lot of people, at least J-pop fans, for them it's a household name.
Yeah, it's funny. I was I had like a Zoom meeting with my college's sister school in Japan, Doshisha University. Shout out to them. And I was speaking with some students there, and like we were talking about Japanese, like, you know, artists, and I was like naming a lot of the ones that I liked a lot and they were my favorites, and they were like, yeah, we all know who they are. But then I said Higedan, and they're like, oh yeah. Like, and it's, now that I think about it, Shana, they were also my first Japanese, band
to
listen to.
They're a really good segue band, if that makes sense. I mean, they really pull you into the world of Japanese music without too much intimidation.
Yeah, and... Oh, right. The first song I ever heard from them, I think of Japanese music in general, was Hello. Do you remember that song, Hello?
Yes. Yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah. That one is really good. Yeah, that's because I'm just looking at my Japanese playlist, and like the first song on there is Hello. by Higaedan. And then after that, it's Kanabun. Kanabun's also...
Kanabun is very, very solid, Kanabun. Yeah.
Yeah. No, but yeah, I'm not surprised. I feel like Higaedan is normally almost always in the top 10. And they've been like there for like the last, like for years. They're great. But yeah, actually, after signing a record deal with the major label Pony Canyon in 2018, Higaedan released the debut single No Doubt, the lead single from the extended play Stand By You EP. And No Doubt actually is also the theme song for Confidence Man JP, if I'm not wrong, and which is one of my favorite Japanese dramas. And also, without a doubt, my favorite song by Higaedan.
Very solid, but no, definitely one very fun J-drama and very fun song. This song is also actually a theme song, and it's the opening theme for the new romance anime Aono Hako, which is a sports anime. Well, it's a sports manga. Which has just recently been adapted to an anime, and I think it like premiered in October, not too sure. But it talks about this about this young boy who plays badminton, if I'm not wrong. Yeah, badminton, and he falls in love with this girl on the basketball team.
Oh, it's that one,
right? And it talks about how they.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Form this relationship and they grow together, both in their respective sports and, you know, together. And it's really nice. I read the manga, so, you know, definitely a fun anime/manga for all the sports anime manga lovers. Definitely one to put on your list.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for the anime and it looked really funny because like apparently like he's like not really good at badminton or something at first, and so like it's just like he makes a fool of himself, and then I was like, oh, it's so cute. But yeah, definitely check out that anime.
We love growth.
Yeah, definitely check out Same Blue, definitely check out Confidence Man JP. Like, oh, hilarious, it's so funny. It's one of the funniest Japanese drama I've watched. But yeah, another announcement. If you want to hear some extra songs in this episode, you're welcome to join our Patreon club and become a Patreon star or a Patreon platinum donor to get some extra songs on this episode. You can see full details on our site at jtop10.jp/club. And moving on to the number two song, which, yeah, deserves a spot, and is also new to this chart, is Monotone by YOASOBI.
Number 2. We'll be right back.
Again, that was Monotone by Yoasobi. So Yoasobi is a Japanese pop duo formed in 2019 and consists of musician and record producer Ayase and singer-songwriter Lailis Ikuta, who goes by Ikura. Yoasobi is also one of the first, I think, you know, like Japanese, you know, groups that I listened to in my career in, you know, Japanese music. Not career, but, you know, my interest in Japanese music.
Right, so they were up there on the... They were there with you from the beginning.
Yeah, because doesn't... Yoasobi, they have... they did a song, a theme song for... what's that one anime with the Tokyo Ghoul, right? Am I wrong?
Yes.
They did.
Yeah.
And I think that's how I first became really attached to them, because they have a really cool theme song for that. They're good.
No, definitely, you know, a really great band. And, you know, solid music always. But with the slogan Novel into Music, actually, the duo originally released songs based on... selected short stories posted on monogatari.com, which is a social media website for creative writing that's operated by Sony Music Entertainment Japan. So sources later also come from various media, like, you know, stories written by professional authors, books, letters, plays. So you find that a lot of their songs have a very almost poetic literary feel to them.
Yeah, I definitely see that. And yeah, it's nice. Lots of thought, I think, is put into their music, I think is how I'd put it. But Monotone serves as the theme for the anime movie Fuderu, which premiered in Japan on October 4th, 2024. And I feel like I have to watch more anime movies. I don't think I watched them enough.
No, Fuderu is actually definitely worth the watch, honestly. It's really great. It's about, you know, these three childhood friends, and there's always, you know, that element of mystery, because they grow up together on this island, and then, you know, they move to Tokyo and they have different lives, but they're all connected. There's a little bit of mystery, drama, action. It's this movie is a really solid mix of, you know, everything. And I will say, again, a little biased here, because it's made by a studio that I really love, which is CloverWorks. So, you know, CloverWorks has really come out with some great anime and movie over the years. So, very, again, biased here, but Fureru is definitely worth the watch. It's very action-packed, very fun. And Monotone, honestly, is... a really great song, theme song for the film. And, you know, the song talks about how it doesn't matter how different we are. Let's become one, right? Like, our feelings can be one, almost.
Yeah.
So, very, a very nice sentiment there.
Yeah, nice sentiment. And yeah, I also like the song. I think it's very catchy. Like U.S.O.B., like they have very catchy songs in general, and also very catchy melodies. The melody is really nice in this one, I think. So that's one reason why I really like Japanese music is their top-notch melodies.
Absolutely. I mean, never disappoints, and like you said, extremely catchy. And that being said, we're coming down to kind of the end of our top 10 here, and we're ending it with another super catchy song and another band that's not new to our list. We have Creepy Nuts with their song Otonoke, and this is a new addition to our list, this song.
Number 1.
And you just heard Otonoke by Creepy Nuts. They're a Japanese hip-hop duo consisting of DJ Matsunaga and R. Shite, and they made their major label debut in 2017.
The duo announced on their final show of their 2024 one-man tour that they would perform at Tokyo Dome on February 11th, 2025, marking their first Dome performance.
So if any of you are Creepy Nuts fans, I mean, 2025 may just be, February 2025 actually may just be the best time for you to make a quick trip to Japan. And Creepy Nuts have made several appearances in anime, including their hit song Bing Bang Bang Bon from Mashle Season 2, which arguably internet famous. But definitely, again, extremely catchy song, right? I think it played in my head for like weeks on end for no reason. But it stands true to their sound for sure.
I feel like, yeah, that's interesting actually, because I think actually I heard the theme song before I like watched the trailer for the anime. Well, I watched the trailer for the anime too, but I feel like the theme song actually kind of made me not watch the anime. Like, I tried it, but it just wasn't for me. Like, I think I just knew it wasn't for me. This song is in the new anime, Dandadan, which I have been watching, and it's so good. Everyone, please, if you haven't already, just give it a shot. It's a really... It's also based off of a manga. And this one's been... Dandadan has been... people have been hyping it, like, long before it started releasing. Like, people were really looking forward to this anime. But Shauna, have you watched it? Have you been watching it?
I have been watching it. It is extremely fun.
Yes.
I'm a big fan. Without spoiling too much, it's about believers of ghosts and aliens. And okay, you know what? Honestly, I think this one is definitely one that if both of us stand to agree here, definitely worth the watch. Without any spoilers, going in with zero expectations with this, which is what I did, was so worth it. So
definitely like watch the song along with the intro video, because the artwork is very beautiful in it, I would say.
Definitely worth the watch.
Yeah,
there.
So it makes sense that this is a number one song right now.
Absolutely,
for sure.
I mean. And I love that our top 10 list ended with the one song that's going to kind of play in your head for the next couple of days, because it's an extremely catchy melody.
Yeah, and lastly, before we move on, I'll also just say that the anime also has a really good closing song, end credit song, which I'm blanking on the name right now, but... I don't know if you know it, Shauna, but it's really when you watch the anime, you'll see what I mean. It's really good.
I can't fully remember the ending song, but yes, it is an extremely good song. I don't think I'm fully remembering the name either, but overall very fun anime. And this song stands extremely true to the energy that this anime brings. And Creepy Nuts has not failed us with their really fun, upbeat songs.
Yeah, it looks like it's called Zutomayo is the group, and they the song is called, I think, Taidada. Is what it looks like. So, yeah, it's really good. Give that a listen as well. And yeah, it's really cute. Okay. That was our top 10 list, but we have a few extra songs, some special songs for everyone that we're excited to introduce. Shauna, do you want to go in and start off with the first extra?
Absolutely. So we're coming in with our indie spotlight for this episode, and we have the song Kazepiki by the band Karanoa.
でも払えないなら考えなくたって構わないよ何が確かにことに気づいちゃってもう情け け出せない変化するライフない変わらない日々の半分に耐えらんない誰の声も聞きたくない全部泣き出したい投げ出したい何かに帰りたい変なご飯運をもサボりたい早く直したいあなたに会いたいから
Heard Kazepiki by Karanoa, and they're a three-piece band composed of members Yudai, who's the vocalist and guitarist, Haruki, who plays the bass, and Kazuki on the drums.
Karanoa formed in 2020 and has released three EPs to date. Kazepiki, or Cold Catcher, is featured on their latest EP called Bomb. Which actually is a very suitable name. And there's a few other songs on that EP. It definitely is worth a listen. But yeah, they're a cool group.
They are. And their new single, Mire Mire, will release on November 13th, 2024. So, you know, definitely a fun listen. I love our indie spotlights because they always bring me really new bands that I've never listened to before. And this song is so much fun. It's such a solid rock sound.
Yeah,
which I really enjoyed.
It's classic, I feel like.
It is. And if you have the chance to kind of explore their EP Bomb, they have another really nice song called, if I wasn't wrong, Nemu, which I really liked. They have a really nice song, Nemu, and I think it was Boo Boo. So some really great songs on this album here for sure. So I think they're a band we kind of have to keep our eyes out for. I know I'm really sad that we've kind of reached the end of our little journey through the sounds for November, but never fear, because it's not the end of great Japanese music and fun commentary, because in our next episode we're calling on all of our One Piece lovers. Because the next episode, 2 weeks from now, will feature all the best songs from the anime One Piece. So Brinton and Vicky will be your hosts. And, you know, it may be the end of the journey for Connor and I, but you can carry on with the Straw Hat Pirates in the next episode. And, you know, we will see you soon.
Yeah, it was a thrill hosting this episode with you, Shauna, and I can't wait to host again. And I mean, I had the idea, like, what if we host an episode together when we're both in India? But we'll see what happens.
We will see, because, you know, I mean, the Fujikaze thing still there, still very real. So I'm making no promises on how alive you'll be. But I'm thinking, we'll see. If a Fujikaze episode comes out, just know that it's because someone died for it.
This is the hill I choose to die on.
I should not be admitting this very openly. No, this is all said with jokes apart. I'm fully open to all Fujikaze criticism. But always a pleasure. And with that, I guess we reach the end of the episode for November.
Yeah.
I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Great, hosting with you, Connor, as always. And with that, we are signing off. Bye.
Thanks, bye.
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.